you were in town, you opened for Patton Oswalt. Please tell us everything. How was the show? How
show was
Patton?
Great. I can't remember. What's the name of the theater there? It was the
Morrison Center.
Morrison Center. I don't want to call it the Marley Matlin Theater. I don't know why that is, but...
Welcome to Uber Spicy. We're back in the car. Today we have comedian Derek Sheen with us. Woo! Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We are happy to have you. This is our New Year's Eve episode. Derek's going to climb the mountain of sauces today and hopefully come out victorious. How are you with spicy food?
Love it. Love it.
Love it. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Iron stomach, but terrible colon. So let's have fun.
Woo!
Yeah, this will be great.
Iron stomach, terrible colon. All right. Well, first up, let's go ahead and unveil our nuggets.
What do we got? We got step one. What's
yep,
the...
Start with the one with the toothpick.
All right. What do we got? What's it doused in?
This one is Sriracha. So first one is Sriracha, 2,200 Scoville units. You're already done.
Wow.
All right. There we go. All right, let me explain the rules of Uber Spicy. We have six sauces on six nuggets. Nuggets one through five, you can have all the milkshake liquids that you want. On the sixth one, to win the prize, you have to go 5 minutes without a milkshake or any type of liquids for the 5 minutes of fire challenge.
Okay.
All right.
I don't see any fear on his face.
No, he's ready to go. All right, next one up is actually the Uber Spicy.
Oh, you have your own spicy
original
sauce.
Original habanero hot sauce. Yes, we have our
This is number two going this way?
This is number two, yes, going that way.
Habanero hot sauce?
Uh-huh.
Derek, last time you were in town, you opened for Patton Oswalt. Please tell us everything. How was the show? How
show
is
was
Patton?
Great. I can't remember. What's the name of the theater there? It was the
Morrison Center.
Morrison Center. I don't want to call it the Marley Matlin Theater. I don't know why that is, but great. Crowd was amazing. It was a really memorable weekend. We spent 2 days out here. We actually drove from our other gig. Because we just decided, why fly? We rented a car and drove.
Oh, cool.
You know, it was really fun because that's how we started back in 2011, I think.
Mm-hmm.
First time we ever went out together. Patton was my big comedy hero, and I got the opportunity to tour with him. And it was kind of right before everything, like, he was already popular, but it was right before, like, things got crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a 4-day tour in my car, and we drove all over the place, and we drove to, our first show was at Too Laid Up Casino, and that story ended up on Finest Hour, which won a Grammy.
Wow.
Story about that show.
Oh, cool.
It's one of the worst casino shows. It was his first casino show, and a terrible one. But then it was like old times. We had a great time. The audience was great, and then we both got COVID while we were in Boise. Because
nice.
Boise can't learn to wear fucking masks.
And then I
had a billionaire pot entrepreneur who had 7 months left to live, bought us dinner, and then tried to talk me into a threesome with his wife. And
no
I
way.
Was like, I was like, nah, you know what? I'm going to get COVID. So.
Oh, next up, we have Tear Fing's Curse coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
And what kind of pepper? Do you know what this is?
I'm not sure the type of pepper that's in it.
So... we had fun. Patton's always a joy, and so much fun to hang out with, and so funny, and it's always an honor to, like, get to open for a guy like that, because his audience is the best audience.
Oh, really?
You can't fuck up in front of them unless you suck at comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all trust that Patton picked you.
Right.
So they're like, well, if Patton likes him, we're going to like him. They're a very malleable audience.
We tried to get him on our show back then when he was in town.
He responded.
Yeah, he said, I have to politely decline. Not this one. It was just the in-studio stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember that when he was here last time. Because he was super busy.
Yeah.
He had to do, because he was flying out after Boise. He was working on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which then we both had to go into quarantine. He had to go into quarantine on set and got stuck in a hotel room for 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
But he's doing a Civil War movie where he was playing a general and had to learn how to ride a horse.
Really?
Wow. Really?
So he was like, I can't do it. This one's red.
That one's red.
On
that is
side.
Da Bomb Beyond Insanity.
Oh, yeah.
You know it?
I know the hot sauce, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Enjoy.
I like this one because...
You actually like it?
Yeah, it's, when it's on things, it's really floral.
Ugh.
But the heat really comes quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
The heat is intense.
All right, what are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions, and are you making any?
No.
You're anti.
I'm anti New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a little bit of whipped cream on that one because it was doused.
So is Patton your biggest comedy influence, or?
I would actually say the guy. I mean, it's a mix between Patton and Brian Posehn.
Mm-hmm.
The two guys that really inspired me to do stand-up.
Oh, awesome.
And you started in Seattle?
Yeah, I started when I was a kid.
That's what I
But the
right.
guys that got me back into it.
Started at, like, third grade, or?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was unfunny. Kids are not funny.
Not funny.
They're funny unintentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They mispronounce words like, you know, spaghetti. But
yeah.
But I was not funny. I did not know how to write jokes. Get a little dairy on my tongue.
Yeah. Coat it.
Okay, what do we got?
Next is Melinda's. Ghost pepper, wing sauce, and condiment coming in at 400,000 Scoville units.
This would be hot.
Yeah. It's usually a bit of a flick. How has comedy changed since COVID, if it has? And what have you learned?
Oh, it's changed a great deal. I mean, first off, there's less comics.
Uh-huh.
So... that is, you know, a good and a bad thing. There's also less venues. The marketing system has changed.
Less venues because places had to close. Less
yeah.
comedians because they had to go get different jobs. Or?
Yeah, a lot of people just quit because they were like, I need a job.
Wow.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the focus changed. People got scared of... life came at them real fast.
Mm.
This is the bad one, right?
Oh, this is hellfire bad. Doomed.
Coming
in at 6.6 million Scoville units.
Are you setting the timer?
As soon as we pop this in our mouth, I set the timer for five. So if you want some shake now.
Yeah, let me do a little coating.
It's
a good thing I dressed in layers for this.
Oh, yeah.
So 5 minutes of silence will actually kill me.
5 minutes of fire. You can talk.
You get me talking. I'll forget what time it is.
Okay. All right, down the hatch.
All right, well, here we go.
It's time for 5 minutes of fire.
You started your comedy career in Seattle at a very young age. If you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice at your first open mic, what would it be?
Ooh, write material. I didn't have any material written for my first time.
Mm-hmm.
I went up and was like, I'm going to wing it. Because I'm back on stage. It felt like if you do terrible, like really bad your first time out, like if you just eat shit, you can't get worse from there.
Yeah.
You can only improve, even if you have shitty nights. And so that was where I went. I was like, all right, well, let's do that. Let's go up and just eat shit. But it was terrible because it also... the comics I met that night, ooh, that was hot.
Yeah.
The comics I met that night, that was their first snapshot of me.
And how old were you?
I went back when I was 35.
Oh, okay. So started when you were in third grade or so?
Yeah, and then I quit. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Woo, yes, that's why it's 5 minutes of fire.
The bad.
The steam.
Oh.
Ah. You're not gonna make it, guys. That's hard.
Alright.
That's too much.
We're out.
6.6.
Woo!
Alright, we're out too.
Yeah, that's hard.
Only a couple people have made it on that one.
Yeah.
So, far.
So then you went back at 35 and officially kind of started?
Yeah, I was doing music full time.
Mm-hmm.
Playing in bands and teaching. And I hated it because I just hated the work you had to do, and oh, that sticks around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is your new job. Why didn't you guys pick something nice, like 8 flavors of unicorn candy?
Yeah, maybe we'll do a...
who can get through the 6 levels of joy?
Yeah.
all about going right into something, but sometimes I make mistakes. There's just like I'm at the end of my medication. It's so funny how much my right hand is shaking.
All right. There's the timer.
That was our 5 minutes.
Derek, you climbed the mountain of sauces. You sailed through the first three, getting a bit stuck at the bomb, and then making a comeback to get through Hellfire Doomed victorious. We did not make it the 5 minutes of fire.
Nah.
Is there anything you'd like to say? Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. You know, here's the funny thing about spices. You don't have to. You just don't have to.
That's
you
right.
Can say no. You can decline. Uh-huh. There it is. There's the burp
go.
That means like a couple minutes from now I'll be in.
We've got pep.
You'll get the endorphin rush. Mm-hmm. Where your body goes, we were real scared.
Yeah.
We were really scared. And then you start to kind of get the cold sweat, which is a relief sweat, where your body goes, we're going to be all right. We climbed that huge TV tower and we broke the ladder on the way up. Mm-hmm. But then helicopters came to rescue us. We're going to be all right. We're going to be okay.
If you want a parting gift of Tums and Pepto, we have that.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. I let it take its course. Oh, I do. I will take the gift, though.
Woo-hoo.
Holy Jesus, you guys.
Yeah.
This is what you do for a living now. Like, you could just rate... You could just rate YouTube videos.
We could. Yeah.
Let's go from best to worst cooking videos. Can you stand 5 minutes of this British cooking video?
That's true.
That wouldn't be as fun as this.
No. There's something fun about...
Suffering.
Yeah, the suffering, the punishment.
Yeah.
Oh, it's starting to go now. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
But holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. That last one. Six and a half million Scoville is...
insane.
It's hot. I mean, look. 5 minutes. Is a very long time to punish yourself. Some people could probably do that, but why? Why would they do that? Why would you? Why you
bragging rights?
Yeah, but then where you go? I lasted 5 minutes, and it's like, well, yeah, but what are you gonna do with that?
Right.
You can't get a job, Steve.
No,
you can't hold a job. You can't hold a job, but you can take spicy food for 5 minutes. You don't have medical insurance.
Right.
You have no medical insurance.
Yeah.
You can eat 6.6 million Scoville, and you held it in your mouth like a psycho, but you can't hold a job.
Yeah.
You still have a check cashing card.
Yeah.
So glad that was on a toothpick, because I just realized I rubbed my face, and I was like, oh, yeah. No, we're good,
yeah.
we're good.
That's part
All
of it.
All right, let's do one blow for...
Oh, New Year's?
Yep.
All right.
Here we go. Happy New Year. Let's try again.
Happy New Year. There we go. That'll blow out our audio.
Guys, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I hope I was fun.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, we tried to get you on, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah, and then I believe when you got COVID.
Yeah,
we both did. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. I feel like Boise, I'll leave and I'll just fucking test positive as soon as I get home. And I'll be like, God damn it, Boise. And I'll be like, see you next year.
Yeah. That's it for Uber Spicy today. Thank you so much for being on the show, Derek. It was great having you on. You started off, held strong all the way to the end. We didn't make it through the 5 minutes of fire. But we'll see you next time on Uber Spicy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great shows tonight.